You just could pop. Sorry, that's not a good way to start, but we are live and being recorded. Hi, I'm Siobhan Sarna. I'm founder of SIBO SOS, a great online community. If you are not in our Facebook group, we'd love to have you. We have 25,000 people in there talking about gut health and very focused on how to resolve their SIBO, EMO, and IBS. It's not a low FODMAP group, meaning that some groups are just talking about low FODMAP, which is a low fermentation way to eat. We talk about it every now and then, but we're really trying to get to the root cause and really trying to reestablish that balance in the microbiome. So it's quite different than a lot of other groups. This is the book I wrote, Healing SIBO, 219 reviews, really good ones on Amazon. It's very affordable. It's everything I wish I had known when I first got started and had my diagnosis. And what I want to do is get Kiran in here so we can start. Kiran Krishnan is the co-founder of Microbiome Labs, and they just keep really innovating. It's very exciting. And he has a prebiotic that is a pouch. I don't even have it. It's so new. And it's, like you can get the fruit for your kids and baby food and those little pouches that are squirty. That's what this is. And it says on the outside of the package that it's for kids, but it is for grownups as well. It's just a very mild, small amount. And this is not for everybody, because if you are triggered by it because there's an overgrowth in your gut that doesn't like it, then don't do it. Okay. But it's a little bit of experimentation. There are other people that get their symptoms totally resolved after they do certain prebiotics. We're also going to talk about probiotics and Megaspore and how they interact in the studies that have been done on their coordination. So do me a favor and go into the Q&A box if you have a question. Chat's just going to be for, hey, where are you from? And all of that technical stuff. My link isn't working. It says expired. Okay. Thank you. Hold on. Sorry, you guys. This is not my favorite. I like to start right away. So participants, invite, email. Sorry, talking out loud here. Kiran. Okay. All right. Just sent it. Let me know when you're in. And I'll promote you. Ugh. Ah. All right. Now, I'm just going to tell you right up front because I want to get right to this. He has given us a continuation of the 15% off for No Bloat 15 when you order from Megaspore Labs. It's not Megaspore. It's Microbiome Labs. So I'm just having Clarissa put that link up now because it's actually on the entire cart. But what's also really cool, guys, you know how a couple of months ago they raised prices? Did you get the email today that said that they brought the prices back down to the original price? So thank you, Kiran. Thank you so much. We love you for that. And let's get him in here. So thanks. Sorry, this is a little bit drag in the beginning, but be worth it. This is a hot topic and it's confusing and it makes me a little bit like, really? We're going to talk about prebiotics? That's verboten when it comes to people with SIBO. So I think it'll be really interesting. I'm not saying it's for everybody. I'm saying it absolutely is something for you to know about. Okay, he's texting me. This is fun. I'm in, but need to be promoted. Okay. Let's find you, sir. Let's find you. Where's your name? Yep. Got it. Promote to panelist. 7 minutes. No one's ever getting back. Sorry about that. Hi, Kiran. Hey, man.
I'm flashing. Hey, how are you?
I'm thrilled to see you.
Same here. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. So we're live on Facebook. We are live here with our group. And I already did the announcements about your excellent, excellent announcement about how the prices that were previously raised are going. Are they already back down to the previous price?
They are, yeah, as of today.
Thank you. All right.
We've been working quite diligently on that.
I can tell. That let me just say, from a business perspective, I have such deep respect for you, not only for being so transparent, but then to actually do that is huge. And the work involved is infinite in nature, I know. So thank you.
These days, things are so complicated. And, you know, and we had prided ourselves on being one of the only companies in our space that has never raised prices since the beginning, right? So most companies in our space, what they do is they raise prices every year. They raise it a little bit, right? They raise 2-3% every single year. It adds up to quite a bit. We've never done that. And in fact, you know, despite inflation and things like that going up, or cost of living, we've kept the prices the same for almost 10 years. But unfortunately, we had to for just a short period of time, but we worked hard to bring it back down. So
all right,
glad to be able to do that.
Well, I appreciate it. I really do. And I know everybody here does too. Can we talk prebiotics, please? Hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brand new, very exciting. And, you know, this group is often very sensitive with their guts. Yeah. And so I've already acknowledged a little trepidation around a prebiotic, but I want to talk about what you're so excited about, which is prebiotics and Megaspore together. And so how did this come to be? Talk to us if you would. I'll get out of your way.
Yeah, and somebody's asking if we can do a gallery view to see both of us together.
Let's see. No, I am in gallery attendee view. There you go. That should work.
Ah, okay. Okay, so prebiotics, arguably one of the most important things you can consume on a daily basis when it comes to your microbiome health. It is very unfortunate that SIBO people are, you know, heavily restricted on what they can consume with prebiotics. But again, a lot of that is because it creates more symptoms, right? So a couple of things with what we were launching. Number one, we tend to find that the oligosaccharide prebiotics that are found in MegaPre are much more tolerated with SIBO individuals than others. The beauty of oligosaccharides is that they're such complex carbohydrates that a lot of the dysfunctional bacteria in the small bowel, the gram-negative bacteria, Enterococcus and so on, they don't have...
We need your volume up, Kieran. Okay. Sorry.
Let me bring my mic a little closer to myself. Is this better?
Oh, yeah, a million times.
We're all better? Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay.
So to go back to what I was saying then, prebiotics, understandably, are a complication for SIBO people. But you'd also say that nobody needs prebiotics more than SIBO people, right? Because SIBO people have a tremendous amount of inflammation in the lining of the gut. They have lots of leaky gut. If you have SIBO, you absolutely have a significant leaky gut. The rebuilding of the mucosa, the rebuilding of the tight junctions, all of those critical things that need to happen when you have SIBO cannot happen without adequate prebiotics, because it's short chain fatty acids that rebuild all of that, right? You could try to take as much glutamine as you want and, you know, aloe and this, that, and the other. None of that is really going to do a whole lot unless you have adequate short chain fatty acids. That's how the body is designed to rebuild the lining of the gut. And the only way you get short chain fatty acids in adequate amounts is by making it endogenously in your gut. And that comes from certain types of bacteria converting carbohydrates into butyrate, propionate, and acetate. Now, there are some options of trying to get it as a supplement, butyrate supplements, but there's little evidence that that gets absorbed in the large bowel and functions the way endogenous butyrate does. Some will say that you can get it enough out of ghee and butter and other fats. Yes, there's likely some butyrate in those sources, but again, it's not clear whether or not you can absorb those the same way, right? So there's not been a lot of studies on consume butyrate because the largest percentage of it is produced endogenously. So we focus a lot on oligosaccharides because oligosaccharides, a couple of things. I was starting to mention that they have very complex structures, which makes it hard for the vast majority of bacteria to metabolize them. They are really designed for a very small number of microbes to be able to utilize them. Fortunately, most of those are the keystone species that are in the gut. Bifidobacteria, Fecalum bacteria, Acromantia, and so on. The other good thing about oligosaccharides is that they work at pretty low dosages. you know, if you're talking about general dietary fiber, the recommendations are anywhere from 25 to 50 grams plus of fiber a day, right? And that's just roughage. That's just kind of non-specific roughage, soluble, insoluble fibers. When we're talking about oligosaccharides, they're highly specific, very, very powerful. They can work with as little as 400 milligrams a day. And they constitute prebiotics, right? So our normal mega pre product, which is either in powder form or capsule form, we have both of those now. The full recommended adult dose is 4 grams of wow. 4 different prebiotics, right? Wow. Now, keep in mind that all of those prebiotics still function. There's still clinical studies on much, much lower doses as well. If you can get 4 grams a day, that's what I take every day. That's fantastic, right? It's only going to do amazing, amazing things for your gut. But if you're hypersensitive and you can take an eighth of that or a tenth of that, by all means do it, because it's still beneficial. Enough of it will still get to your large bowel and start feeding the good bacteria. Keep in mind that oligosaccharides are nature's quintessential prebiotic. That was our first foods. Mother's milk has upwards of 200 different types of oligosaccharides, right? Upwards of 30% of the bulk matter in mother's milk is made up of oligosaccharide prebiotics that the baby can't even digest for energy. It's there purely to seed the key microbes in the gut. So with all that said, one of my biggest difficulties is not me taking oligosaccharides. I take them all the time. And I take good doses of it. It's getting them in my kids, right? Mm-hmm. And kids desperately need adequate amounts of oligosaccharides as they're growing up, because this is when you're really establishing the baselines of your microbiome, right? To provide them resilience as they get older, you exactly. need to provide a strong baseline. And even the prebiotic powder, which tastes delicious, if I mix it into a drink, it's so hard to get my 9-year-old and 10 and 11-year-old to drink an entire glass of anything, you know? And so, and you're chasing them around to get them to finish it. They'll take a sip here, a sip there, but that's about it, right? And so the new product that we're talking about is really the Mega Pre Oligosaccharides.
You have it. Can you hold it up, Karen?
Yep. Yeah. And we've launched in this amazing squeeze pouch format, because my kids absolutely love the squeeze pouches, right? So this is a mango puree and the oligosaccharides stabilized in it. This provides a full 2 grams if you do one squeeze pouch. And for kids, this is perfect. They can, in fact, do this every other day. Even they okay. don't have to do it every day. 2 grams is a great, great dose for most kids. And 2 grams is actually a pretty good dose for adults as well. This is shelf stable. You can travel with it. You know, you just unscrew this. It's sealed, of course, and then squeeze it in. Okay. And it's absolutely delicious. Now, SIBO people, this is a 2 gram dose, right? So you can pop open one of these and take a tiny little squirt of it in your mouth with your meal, wash it down with water, recap it, and put it in the fridge. Once you open it, put it back in the fridge, right? And then every day you can use one pouch probably for 4 or 5 days and just take another squirt of it and put it back in. Right. So this gives you kind of an easy, practical way of trying to dose small amounts of oligosaccharides in at a time and in a somewhat convenient way. Right. So that way you're not opening the capsules and things like that, and trying to mix tiny amounts, or the powder version of it, trying to get like an eighth of a scoop into a glass of water and mixing it in. You can literally take and squirt tiny amounts of it on a spoon or directly in your mouth. And see how you tolerate it, right? And you can play with it a little bit. You might be able to tolerate, you know, 1 or 2 squirts. You might be able to tolerate 5 yeah. or the whole pouch. Yeah. You know, it's 2 grams of oligosaccharides delivered in a food format. So
that's fantastic. I mean, your kids are going to love it. You guys, all of us who, you know, are sensitive, start slow. Okay. Yeah. That's the beauty of this. Just start slow. And you do want to keep it in the refrigerator after you open it, Karen?
After you open it, yeah. When you get it, it's totally shelf stable. Once you open it, put it back in the fridge, easy to travel with. And, you know, and again, as I mentioned, oligosaccharides are our first foods, right? Our microbiome, the big keystone species strains that are in the gut, that go through all the links to protect the gut microbiome. So they establish diversity in the gut microbiome. They establish and rebuild the lining of the gut. They establish metabolic parameters within the gut. That's how you control satiety. That's how you control energy metabolism, fat burning. All of it is through the keystone species, right? Inflammation, crosstalk with the immune system to build tolerance, and all that stuff is all done through these keystone species and their ability to manage the lining of the gut. That's why when you have SIBO and other inflammatory-like conditions, a lot of things start to fall apart, right? Food intolerances start, allergies start, autoimmune conditions, all of these things become an issue because it's a cascading effect of the fundamental maintenance of the gut. And so oligosaccharides play a very, very important role in maintaining those keystone species, and everybody needs to get them, Yeah. And then when you combine that with Megaspore, so in the case of kids, obviously they can do one of these per day or one of these every other day. Whatever it is you can get your kids to do.
Is it sweetened with a sweetener, Karen?
It's not. It's just pure mango puree.
Is it mango or kiwi? Because I just read an email I wrote and I was writing kiwi.
No, it's a tropical mango flavored puree. I believe it's mango.
Okay.
Oh, it might be a mango kiwi puree, actually.
Okay. So okay.
You're right in that case. But it tastes predominantly like mango, I think, which is why my kids love them, because they love this mango flavor. I'm trying to get them to not eat five a days.
So
now what happens when you combine it with the spores, right? So we've published a couple of studies on this, and it's absolutely fascinating. Keep in mind that a couple of the key parameters of a healthy gut microbiome, which then translates to overall health, mitigating risk, longevity, all kinds of things, are alpha diversity. So that's the number of viable species that you have in your gut. Number two is how much short chain fatty acids you're producing. So butyrate, propionate, acetate. And then of course, number three is the lining of the gut itself, right? How healthy and thick and robust is the lining of the gut? And what are all the inflammatory processes going on in the lining of the gut? We've been able to show that when you add in the Megaspore with these oligosaccharides, you dramatically increase diversity of the microbiome, right? So species that are present that are at such low levels that we can almost not pick them up, even through really high-tech stool testing. After doing the combination of the Megaspore and the prebiotic in 3 weeks, all of a sudden you start to see really high measured amounts of those organisms, right? Especially 3 weeks. Acromantia, 3 weeks. So acromantia is so important for your metabolic health and overall. Keep in mind that acromantia is inversely correlated with everything under the metabolic syndrome spectrum, right? And it's so important. It's a very, very important keystone species. And we had, in our study we published, we showed that there were individuals who had undetectable levels of acromantia. And then 3 weeks of giving them the oligosaccharide plus the Megaspore combination, by the end of that third week, we had 100 and 1,000-fold increase in acromantia in these individuals. Wow. We didn't put acromantia in. It's there. It's just at such low levels that we can barely detect it. But when we create the condition to favor the growth of those keystone species, they come back very quickly, right? So that's a very, very big positive change.
I just want to clarify, keystone species, this is the terminology that Karen and the sort of industry uses about the mayor of your microbiome, the mayors of your microbiome. Yeah, they're the regulators. They're the neighborhood watch folks. They're the ones who are trying to get rid of bad players and watering the gardens, the community garden and all that. So that's what he's talking about when we're talking about the word keystone. I just wanted to clarify that, because in case some of you are new, thank you for being here. And this is really what we're going for. What we're trying to do is reestablish that harmony, as you all know, because that's why you're here. And you just heard it, 3 weeks. That's fantastic. That's fast.
Unbelievable, right? And we have a separate study where we looked at the same parameters with just the probiotic. And so I'll give butyrate, short chain fatty acid, as an example, right? When you add in Megaspore, 3 to 4 weeks, what you see is about a 50% increase in butyrate production. which is phenomenal, right? Anytime you can increase butyrate short chain fatty acid, that becomes a really, really big step towards overall health and wellness. That butyrate and short chain fatty acids cannot be understated as to how important they are for your overall health. So 50% increase with just Megaspore. When you add in Megaspore and then the prebiotics that are in here, we see 150% increase. So it triples the impact. That's why that combination is in our total gut restoration, because it's such a critical component of restoring the entire microbiome and the lining of the gut. And keep in mind that the parameters I'm talking about, the diversity, the production of short chain fatty acids, the leakiness and lining of the gut, all of that stuff starts to dismantle when you start losing the keystone species, right? And there was a 2015 publication in Frontiers of Immunology that looked at that kind of dismantling and the loss of these kind of species, then the creation of leakiness in the gut. And they concluded, and this is what we call a meta-analysis paper. So they look at lots of research around this and they come to a conclusion, right? What they concluded was that that process of losing the keystone organisms, ending up with leakiness in the gut, dismantling the barrier of the gut lining, that was the biggest driver of mortality and morbidity worldwide, right? That's the number one cause of dysfunction in health worldwide, especially in the westernized world. And so we can't overstate the importance of maintaining the keystone species, maintaining short chain fatty acids, and prebiotics are a critical part of that, right? Fiber is good, and keep in mind, there's differences between fiber and prebiotics, right? One is kind of roughage, and in fact, the FDA has a specific definition for prebiotics. What we're talking about here is the quintessential prebiotic, which is oligosaccharides. And if you're not getting oligosaccharides into your daily intake, it's going to cost you down the road, right? In terms of health and wellness. Because it's such a key part of our needs for our microbiome.
This must be a really long time in the making that you've wanted to do this.
Yeah, so this very product took us over a year to develop.
Yeah.
All of the work we had to do with stability, manufacturing, production, all of that stuff, especially to keep it clean and pure, right? If you look at the ingredient list for this product, I think there's like three ingredients on it, which That's is cool. Awesome. But one of my goals is to get kids to take some oligosaccharides, right? And the people who are afraid of it, like people with SIBO, because they need it the most of all people, because your guts are already damaged. Your guts are already, severely inflamed, the lining of your guts, the mucosal lining is getting eaten away. When you have lots of gram-negative bacteria in the small bowel, which is indicative of SIBO. So what tends to happen in SIBO is that a normal, healthy small intestine tends to have mostly gram-positive bacteria. Gram-positive bacteria don't have a toxin called LPS. They don't make that toxin, right? What happens when you have SIBO is that most people who have SIBO, they see a shift to gram-negative bacteria in their small bowel. Now their small bowel is full of microbes that reduce this, release this endotoxin called LPS. Now, the leakiness in the gut in SIBO individuals is far more profound because they have all this endotoxin. And so it's even more important for them, arguably, to rebuild the structure and the lining and the barrier of the gut, right? And you cannot do that without prebiotics. Yes, you may avoid foods and feel less symptomology of bloating, but that does not in any way mean you're healing anything, right? You're just not feeling it, right? So that's the part of the key.
I'm really glad you're bringing that up because, first of all, they're not low FODMAP, okay? The mango and kiwi, I think kiwi is, but mango's not. But we're talking about, and I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you everything I've learned from all of these trainings and all of my experience. So I share this with you as a peer coach type person, patient advocate. And that is that it's such a small amount. Mm-hmm. I would experiment with it. I'm not saying slam the whole thing down your throat. I'm saying experiment with it, just the way he was talking about it. There is something called SIBO panic. It's something I named. And it is that I know this because I literally would, it was on the verge of an eating disorder for me. It wasn't, thank God, but I pulled myself back from that. I was like, wait, whoa, I'm way overthinking this. And I understand why. I didn't feel well, right? And I would eat something and I would feel terrible. So I don't know how to help everybody just get a little bit of a balance here and consider it, take a small amount, do it on a day where you don't have a lot of other stuff to do, and watch your body and see what it says. And yep. then, and you know what, you may be bloated, follow your intuition, you know, talk to your practitioner about this. Is that a good idea for you? And definitely if your kids have a healthy microbiome, by all means, get this down them. They will flourish from it. I have such a good feeling about it. So if you are allergic to kiwi and mango, do not take it. Okay. So that's very clear. I just wanted to clarify that because someone's saying they were allergic to mangoes and kiwi. Not for you. Not for you. CJ Wilkerson, as well as there was somebody else who wanted to know about how to order. Clarissa has posted the way to order in the chat. So that can take you right there and get that 15% off with No Bloat 15. Thanks, Karen. That's not forever. It's just for right this second. So can you do it while you're treating SIBO? Bethan, great question. This is where it is very personalized. And someone else is asking, they're doing the elemental diet. I wouldn't do anything else while you're doing the elemental diet except right. your prescription meds. So this is where, if you're treating SIBO, are you doing like your, how are you treating it? Are you doing the elemental diet? Are you doing, you know, what exactly are you doing? So I would have it on hand. I would experiment with it. Does this code work for healthcare practitioners? This is our code. Yes, it would work for you. If you don't have an account with them, you would be coming in through our, it's for patients and practitioners through ours. If you want to establish an account as a practitioner, that's another thing. You go to the website and figure all that stuff out. Okay. So the squeeze pack, you order the thing, what it, that it says squeeze pack. Does it come in a powder?
Yeah. So we've had Mangopre in a powder for yeah. years now. Yeah. So the powder is there. The capsules are there in case you don't want. And the powder has, you know, a flavoring in it. And it has some organic stevia in it as a sweetener. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want that, then there's a capsule version that doesn't have flavoring or stevia in it. And then the squeeze pack. So those are the three delivery systems. And I want to mention something about the FODMAPs, right? Or FODMAPs. FODMAPs are, it's a real unfortunate thing that people with SIBO have to avoid FODMAPs, because there's a huge number of really important healthy foods in FODMAPs. And again, doing a low FODMAP diet or even avoiding FODMAPs completely is not a process of healing, right? And that's something that is starting to get recognized now in the whole world of functional integrative medicine, because for the longest time it was just like, oh, just avoid those and then you're better because you don't have the bloat, right? But we now know that from a long-term perspective, that's a really bad choice. And so I think it was last year, the year before, we worked with a couple of clinicians to create a product called FODMATE, which is a enzyme product that helps you tolerate FODMAPs better and still gain the benefits for the large bowel of the FODMAPs. So that's another option as you're trying this. If you're concerned about the little bit of mango that's in here, take the FODMAPE, one or two capsules with it, and it'll absolutely provide you the tolerance you need. You know, just you have to figure out at some point, whether you're working with a practitioner or doing this on your own, of how to start incorporating those foods back into your system, right? Because you cannot have long-term health without those kind of foods. It's just impossible. So, you know, we have a short-term view on bloating and the discomfort and the distension, and, yeah. and we're trying to resolve that. But that again is just a symptom of a bigger issue that's going on. So you have to work to start incorporating these back into your system one way or the other, right? Again, that's individualistic how you do that. Hopefully you're working with a practitioner, but just know that you have to.
Does it contain milk like the capsules?
It doesn't. And the capsules don't contain milk either, right? So keep in mind that, you know, we're above board on our disclosures. Mm-hmm. So nothing contains milk. There's no milk proteins. There's no milk fat. One of the oligosaccharides in the capsules does come from, it's called a galacto oligosaccharide, which means that originally it's sourced from dairy, but they purify the complex carbohydrate out and remove all the proteins and all that. So there's no milk component to it, but we do disclose that it comes from that, right?
So it wouldn't be vegan. Oh,
Exactly. And then it's especially important if you're vegan and so on.
And that's in the powder or the capsules. Powder.
Yep. Now, we have a dairy-free version of it as well that just came out in August, which means that one oligosaccharide is not present. So you still have the other three if that is a big issue for you. But I can tell you, I mean, we've had the version with the galacto-oligosaccharide now for going on 3 years. We have never had anyone that is sensitive to dairy have any issue with it. But nonetheless, if you're overly cautious, we have the version without it. So that's MegaPre-DF, MegaPre-Dairy-Free. So it doesn't have that. But keep in mind, the regular stuff does not have dairy in it. It's just the one ingredient that's originally sourced from it.
Okay, that's very good to know. All right, let's see. But it says contains dairy. So I think that's what he's talking about. It's not vegan. And he just explained where it came from and how they've removed the...
that's just how you label it. You know, that's the labeling laws. I can't put on the label the whole explanation of where it comes from and how the dairy is removed.
It's okay.
Disclose that originally it came from dairy.
Yeah. Guys, if you want to open an account, go to Microbiome Labs yourself. That's not, I appreciate the fact that you want me to provide you with that link, and we did, but okay. All right. Is it better to put the capsule in a small amount of water and swish than swallow? I don't think that really matters, does it?
Nope. Swishing doesn't do anything in the mouth.
Whatever works for you.
Swallowing is good. And again, you could take, if you're using the powder or the capsules, right? You can sip it over a few hour period if you want to get small amounts in there at a time. Okay. And again, one of the things I love about oligosaccharides is they do work at very small doses. You know, it's not like your typical fiber where you need to get, you know, 15, 20, 30 grams of it a day. Oligosaccharides are far more specific than that, and they'll work at a few hundred milligrams.
Can you get that, your notification thing turned down?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Where is it? Is it on?
It's dinging. I don't know. It's not mine. Is it mine? I don't think so. I don't know. Yeah, it might be mine. Sorry, guys. My computer died, Karen, last week. Oh. Yeah, that's bad. And so I'm on my feeble but mighty laptop. So, all right. So if we pre-ordered MegaQuin D3, when can we expect it?
It's out shipping already. It started shipping as of Monday of last week. Yep.
Kim, if you don't have it, you know, in the next couple of days, or just go and, you know, reach out to Microbiome Labs customer service. It'd be great.
Yeah, so all orders started shipping Monday, Tuesday of last week. So you should have it very, very soon.
Do all of these recommendations apply to Crohn's as well?
So think about what's happening in Crohn's, right? So inflammatory bowel disease, which is where Crohn's is, the biggest thing that's happening is an eating away at the mucosal lining. Butyrate, natural endogenous butyrate, is extremely beneficial for people with Crohn's, colitis, and anything within that inflammatory bowel spectrum, because it is soothing and rebuilds the mucosal lining. So absolutely, you know, if you go to any integrative doctor and you have an inflammatory bowel condition, hopefully if they're in the know, they will encourage you to somehow increase short chain fatty acids, because that's critically important. And keep in mind, the key organism that protects against Crohn's, colitis, and so on, Faecalibacter prausnitzii, it works predominantly by increasing short chain fatty acid production in the gut, and then rebuilding that mucosal lining as well.
Do you take the prebiotics long-term or just a 3-week time period? Great question, Cindy. They're all great questions.
Yeah. I mean, prebiotics should be a normal part of your diet, right? It's an ongoing nutrient that you need. So absolutely, you need to take it long-term. You know, it's something I'll be taking forever. And I have been, you know, even before Microbiome Labs, I was taking oligosaccharide prebiotics. And keep in mind, these are oligosaccharide prebiotics because, you know, there are different classes of prebiotics. So oligosaccharide, not illegal. I know some people say
someone was saying that. Right.
So oligo, yeah, with the O, those are critically important. Those are our first foods, our microbiome's first foods that are found in mother's milk.
Eileen had a question right at the top at 3. She said, asking about the Microbiome Lab product, specifically Mega Mucosa, and if it can be taken by a vegan along with Megaspore and Megapre. So can you just clarify that?
Yeah. Now, if you're saying, can it be taken by a vegan? There's no physical or other, restriction for it.
It's not a vegan product.
It's not a vegan product because the megamucosa contains the IgG, which is an immunoglobulin from a bovine source.
Right.
So philosophically, then no, it doesn't fit the vegan parameters. But the dairy-free version of the Megapre, absolutely, right? There's no other animal or, secondary animal-derived byproduct on there. Megaspore, no problem at all. It's a fermentation product. So in that case, you would look at the Megaspore and the dairy-free Megapre without the Megamucosa component.
Okay, Joanne saying, hi, I was in the hospital last week. I'm so sorry, Joanne. And I've been on high-powered antibiotic. Any research done on Restore Flora and HU58 product and C. diff, trying to prevent C. diff, and been told that there's no way to protect your gut from taking hold? Input, please. I'm taking the above product, diverticulitis, blood infection, and SIBO in remission. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so, again, not to provide any sort of health recommendations here, yeah, but I'll just tell you what is out there in the public domain from a publication standpoint. So we've published two studies now with Cleveland Clinic on the ability of the spores in Megaspore. So this was a Megaspore study to inhibit the growth of C. diff in an infection model. Now, we're not using it as a treatment for C. diff or anything like that. It is a dietary supplement, but we've been able to show that the spores can compete against C. diff, right? So, that could be supportive and beneficial for your gut. Talk to your doctor about it. If there's real, risk for C. diff, if you've had it before and you're concerned about recurrence, your doctor will have other things that you can do, but we can tell you from the published studies that the spores do compete against it.
Are you going to continue to carry your K2-7 product now that you have the MegaQuin D3?
And you will.
Yeah. Okay.
And the reason why for people is we never had D3 in that product, and that was really designed as a product for people who are already getting D3 from other sources, right? Because a lot of people are already taking D3 from recommendations from other things. You might have fortified foods that have D3 in it, so it was really about getting K2 to the front and getting K2 recognized. Now what we're coming to find out is a lot of people would just like to have them both in one product so they don't have to take D3 separately. So it's about servicing that need as well. So if you have a favorite D3 product or multi or whatever you've been taking that has adequate D3 in it, and what you need is the K2, then the megaquinone is a choice. If you want your K2 and D3 together at the good proportions of 5,000 IUs for 200 micrograms, then the MegaQuin D3 is perfect for that.
So last time Kieran and I were together, we did a whole presentation on the new product he's describing. And when you get this replay, it's going to be located on the free information Kieran has done with us over time. So we call it the Kieran course. All of the talks we've done are there. And we do put it on YouTube, but it's really nice and convenient to have it right there. So Martha, if you're in Ecuador, but you want to buy it in the US, I don't know what that means. Are you going to be able to use a US address? Then you would just use the link that Clarissa put in the chat. Can we talk for a second about, also hold on, Amber, once you clear SIBO, a lot of times fructose intolerance clears. So just, I just wanted to mention that to you. What's the consistency, Jan wants to know, is it like drinkable yogurt?
It's very much like a puree. So it has, if you've ever had a fruit puree, like a smoothie, it's almost like it's like a smoothie, like consistency, I would say. That's probably the closest.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And Marion already, if you're allergic, don't do it. When you say polysaccharides, are you also referring to Megapre?
Yeah. So oligosaccharides, right? Is that what she means?
Polysaccharides.
Okay.
What's a polysaccharide versus an oligo?
They all fit within. So polysaccharide is like a big overarching term in which oligosaccharides and other versions of saccharides. So the word saccharide just means sugar, glucose molecules attached together, right? polysaccharide just means many different sugar molecules attached together that also incorporates in oligosaccharides, which have a very specific structure in which these glucose molecules are stuck together, right? So the term is synonymous, but if you want to get very specific of the type of polysaccharide, then it's oligosaccharide that we're talking about, because they're the most complex of polysaccharides. And what we're talking about both in the Omega-3, in the powder, in the capsule, in the dairy-free, or in this pouch, these are all oligosaccharides.
Okay. Does Omega-3, does it have oligosaccharides?
Yeah, that's all it's made of.
Okay. All right. So Kara, that's what it is. They're a substitute for each other.
Yeah. So, in terms, so all of our prebiotics. So Omega-3 was a foundational prebiotic, right? We came out first as a powder in a tub because we were delivering a four gram daily dose of it. That's hard to take in capsules. You're taking like 8 capsules. Right. So we were like, okay, most people will be annoyed by having to take that, especially if you're taking it with a mega mucosa, which by itself is 8 to 10 capsules if you put it in capsules. Yeah. Right. So we first came out with it as powders. So that's an oligosaccharide based prebiotic product. And then since then, we've put it in capsules for the people that really don't want to have any sort of flavoring or any sweetener. And then we've also done a dairy-free version where we removed the one oligosaccharide that originally comes from galactose, which is a milk-derived product. And then now we have the same Omega-3 in the squeeze pouch, right? So it's really about just changing the delivery systems so that people have many different ways of consuming their prebiotics. And all of this is to provide some sort of option and convenience, because as a microbiome company, we can't stress enough how important it is to get oligosaccharides into your diet, right? It's critically important. Our ancestors ate tons of oligosaccharides. They ate tons of resistant starches, right? And this is what our microbiomes are founded upon. And we look now at the Papua New Guinea and other tribes that we work with that are the hunter-gatherer foraging tribes that still exist, that live how we lived, you know, several hundred years ago, if not a few thousand years ago. The huge bulk of their diet consists of resistant starches and oligosaccharides, right? That's how we built this amazing, huge density of microbes in our large bowel that provides, you know, 50%+ of all the chemistry that in our body. So we're negating that in the Western world. We hardly consume any oligosaccharides and resistant starches. So important.
You guys, it's very simple. Hold up that pouch again, if you would, Karen. If you have a very sensitive gut, if you're dealing with SIBO, I would just take a little bit. That's all that's in there is a little bit. That's a whole dose for a kid. So just keep that in mind. So this isn't medical advice. This is just what I'm going to be doing once I get mine. I'm just going to be doing a little bit, see how I do. I'm going to be doing it with my Megaspore and really creating that synergy that he's been talking about. You know,
and again, you can add in the FODMAP too, if you're nervous.
Thank you. Yes, of course. That is so smart, because that's the digestive enzyme that is designed to address low FODMAP or FODMAPs, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why they go on a low FODMAP diet.
Yep.
Here you do the FODMAP, which is another product there that's very, really new and super effective. And it will allow you to eat more things, which is the goal, because we're all talking about trying to feed our microbiome. And that's why this product exists. And so don't overthink about when to take it. Do you have any suggestions about by itself with meals?
No, nothing in particular. I would say whatever's convenient for you, you know, as long as you get it into your system, it will be utilized. That's really the key, right? It's just about what works for you, get it into your system. I, for example, have the pouches sitting like on my desk. And so when I wake up in the morning, and I normally fast, you know, and what I'll do is I'll often have lunch at my desk, which is not the greatest thing in the world, but I don't have time to have a normal lunch. And that's when I'm not traveling. And so then when I come to my desk with my food, it's there staring at me. And I squirt it in, you know, that's when
there I you go. So, Laura Bouge, I really hope you're talking to your doctor if you've been dealing with a bad UC bloody flare. That is a serious situation. I'm so sorry. I really am so sorry. Please talk to your doctor. And are there any of these products that should not be taken together, Karen?
No. All of them are designed where you can absolutely take them all together. And time of day is not so critical with 99% of them. You can take them with food. You know, it's really about just getting them into your system.
Right? Yeah. And you can mix it with anything. It doesn't have to be water. It doesn't have to be distilled. It doesn't have to be blessed by the Pope. It doesn't matter. Just get it in. That is the key. So I went to this doctor, this Ayurvedic doctor once, and he had this real character out at the front desk, and he was giving me the instructions about the nasty herbs, God bless them, that I was supposed to take. He goes, there are two ways to do it, the right way or not at all. So doing it anyway is better than doing it not at all. And so there you go. Practical. That you will all be getting a recording. So don't worry if you weren't here in the beginning. I just want to address those of you with SIBO and you're trying to figure out the timing, all of this, which is small intestine bacterial overgrowth, in case those of you are here from other sources and other locations, all good. This is where I would personally do it before you're, you know, going, and maybe even during a little bit, but mainly before you do a big treatment. Mm-hmm. And if you get a negative SIBO breath test, I wouldn't like start it then. I would do all this beforehand. I mean, of course, we all want, you know, to be negative on our SIBO breath test and all that. But I would, if you finally get that 90% better, don't mess with it for a little while. Just like soothe your gut for a little while. And that this is for those of you who are trying to figure it out. If you do have SIBO, I'm talking to you. I would do it ASAP and see. And this is also very strange to say, and Kieran has already addressed it, and Steve Wright addresses this too. I think we also tend to, I'll speak for myself, be so opposed to bloating that we're like, if I bloat, it's bad, it's wrong, it's terrible, I'm dying, in quotes. In actuality, see how you're doing, go slow. Maybe that's your microbiome actually having a positive reaction. You'll have to monitor it. There is no easy answer here. But just because it bloats you, I don't want you to run away from it. I'd love to have you explore it a little bit more. That's my advice.
Yeah, hugely important. I mean, we've made the bloat the indicator of progress, success, utility when it comes to tools for SIBO. It's not necessarily, you're going to have to go through some degree of bloating with certain things, certain interventions. Ultimately, there's a bigger problem to solve when you have SIBO, which is in the lining of the gut, the negation of the, key bacteria, this large bowel. So lots of things that have to be addressed. And in some cases, some of that may actually drive a little bit more bloat. It's not easy. It's complicated. I don't want to make it seem like it's trivial. Because I know it's really, it's really difficult for people and it's a big quality of life issue. Mm-hmm. But you can work through it to a certain degree as well,
Right. I know. And the holidays are coming. There's a lot of stress happening right now for a variety of reasons. So hang in there, but there are answers. There are hope. There is hope. And I just want you to know that, there are tools out there. And if you feel overwhelmed, like legitimately, like burned out, overwhelmed, take a couple of days off. Mm. Like, don't think about it for a couple of days. What do you think about that? I'm a rebel. This is like, it can consume us. And I just want to make sure that you all are getting a good balanced approach. Okay. Any other questions that I wanted to get to? Because I know we have a limited time with Kieran today. Man, that was fast, Kieran. It's almost 4 Eastern time.
I can't believe it's gone.
Okay. Let's talk about butyrate. Cheryl has Crohn's, what butyrate products suggested, or does this help with the butyrate production? Because I think you already said that, but could you restate it?
Yeah, this is a key. So remember, with just Megaspore alone, it increases butyrate by almost 50% in 3 weeks. When you do the Megaspore and the Mega Prebiotic together, so the squeeze pouch or the powder or the capsules, whatever format works best for you, when you do the Megaspore and Mega Pre together, meaning in the same day, you don't have to take them exactly at the same time either, there's flexibility around that, it increases butyrate production by 150%. Right? So it's a huge, huge increase, which is awesome because you need to have high butyrate production for a healthy gut and healthy metabolic system, healthy immune system, all of that stuff. So the combination is the most powerful one to get both.
Okay, very good. Okay, guys, we have to go. I'm so sorry. So this was a very fast 53 minutes. I know we took a little of time in the beginning, but Karen, thank you so much. Don't forget, everyone, we have that special coupon that Karen has given us for your entire cart. It's 15% off, it's just for a limited time, but worth a try. And then you also have the new lozenges, which are for your breath, that are an enzyme product, which you should check out. There's also Serene Skin. If you're doing Serene Skin, does it make sense to stop doing anything else?
Megaspore, for example, you wouldn't have to take Serene Skin and Megaspore at the same time. If your primary issue is a skin-related issue, then I would use Serene Skin for 60, 90 days. And then as your skin condition gets under control, then for maintenance, you could switch to Megaspore.
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Best approach for it.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. Karen, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
My pleasure. Thank you, everybody.
Bye. Thank you so much. Thank you all so much. So he has Serene Skin, which is what he just said. There's this new enzymatic mouth freshener for your breath. They're working on some other things to make your toothbrush obsolete, which I think is a great idea. I mean, the fact that they are even like making that wild, you know, flag in the sand type thing, I'm super excited about. And then also the vitamin D3 K2 combination is brand new. So that's called Megaquin D, I think it's called that. It's so brand new. They just started shipping that last week. So go into Microbiome Labs, have some, you know, fun nerd time in there. And also the discount does apply to their stool test. The it's FX, it's Biome FX. That's really, really interesting. They also have a vaginal microbiome test that's also super, super insightful. So that's it. I just wanted to say thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. I'm Siobhan Sarna, founder of SIBO SOS. If you have some very specific SIBO questions, feel free to find us on Facebook at our Facebook group, SIBO SOS Community. Phenomenal, 25,000 people in there, really, really smart, really helpful, and great for beginners, great for, you know, all of these excellent questions about timing, et cetera. And we'll see you next time. All right. Thank you all. Thanks. 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 Take care. It's good to have you. I'm so grateful to Karen for making time for us. He doesn't do this for a lot of people. So I'm really, really glad you're here. Yes, you will get a replay. We're going to send that out ASAP and like today. And when you click on it, it's going to be located with all of his other free trainings. So you can learn about the vitamin D, you can learn about the breath lozenge, you can learn about Megaspore and see what else he's got going on these days, which is a lot. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Yay, Joanne. Great. Is it Joanne or Joan? Joanne, there you are. Good, Dave. I'm glad you were here. I really appreciate that. Get the replay. Karen did the Biome FX. That's cool. Cool, cool, cool. So those results will be coming your way. And all right. Did you get what you needed? You can always email us at info@sibosos.com. We're not the customer service for Microbiome Labs, of course, but if you need a link to the site with the proper code and all that jazz, there it is. Okay. Hey, Clarissa, thank you. All right. Talk to everybody later. Thanks so much. Bye.